Okay, we're on the Lamed Aleph here on top. Yeah, turn around, bottom, learn like this. The chulon shechazu bem, all of them that retract, come back, is ein mekal benoisin elomis. We can't receive them. So the shalom, what does it mean? They're doing like tshuva. So Rashi learns that this goes on the sefer of the Braisa before that we said that if a kohen was mekabel upon himself, divrei kuna, so chutz midov rechad, he said, I'll be a kohen, but one mitzvah I won't accept. Sending a levi, so we're not mekabel him. Let's say later he's chayzer and says, yes, I will be mekabel that one mitzvah. So still the locher is, ain't mekabel noisa, we can't accept you anymore. Like since the beginning you said no, even the lady you retract, we can't accept you anymore. So Rashi learns, Tais learns, Levadim, Tais says, going up to theft and demai, he sold it in Amoritz, there was mekabel upon himself to be a chover. Who had the niger, was mekabel something to have mekabel divrei Torah, or a kayin. And then what happened was, the chulon shechazu bem, that they went back to do Averis, they weren't mekabel what they expected, what they said they would. So locher is then, ain't mekabel nois and lomis, you don't accept them anymore. Since at the beginning they were bad, then they were mekabel to be good. Now when we see them going back, we're not mekabel them. That's the divrei Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, chozru b'mat munias. If when they retracted, it was only hidden stuff, so they ain't mekabel nois, so we don't accept them anymore. So Tais learns like this. Tais learns the matnas kolena shechozru l'surim. That's what we say after this claim, let's say the lady was mekabel upon himself to be mekabel all the mitzvahs. Then later he turned to be a ra to do averis. So if he turned to do a ra, the matmunius means hiddenly, privately, but the goli openly he was nizer. So pshat then is acting like a sneaky guy. Like outright he looks like he's still a tzaddik, but inside he wasn't a tzaddik. Then the Yud also agrees, ain't mekabel noisay. Then we can't accept him anymore. The guy's a sneaky guy, we can't accept him. Even if lady does tshuva. Well, let's say the Fahesia, when he was chosen to do the Averis, he did the Averis of Fahesia openly, it's like he wasn't a sneaky guy. Just when he changed completely. Now, Mekabla Noisai, Oitan, if Leido say he wants to do tshuva, he would accept him back again, to be a good Jew, to be a Kohen, a Levi, whatever it is. He could the army something like this. In also divrein the matmunias, if he's doing these things privately, then Mekabla Noisai, we are mekablet. So Tais learns pshat ikad yamri she hikarnu ben mitchila koydim shechozu l'suram she noigim divrei chaveros. Like if at the beginning when he was first mekabel to be a chover and he was acting like a tzaddik, we know then he was acting like a tzaddik even inside, even privately. So we know at the beginning he was a real tzaddik. Then mekabel noisan, even though later he's chayzer does ra. And then he does tshuva with mekabelim, because he'll come back to his first matziv, and we know at the beginning he was a real tzaddik. But let's say at the beginning even, when he was first mekabel to act like a tzaddik, to act like a chaver, he only acted that way before Hesia. Like we only saw him out in the open acting that way. But we never really saw him act inside that way. Then ain't mekabel noisan. Then once he turned to do ra, we have to be afraid now really that's the way he was all along, and he never really was mekabel inside to be like a tzaddik. So therefore, even the lady does tshuva, we're afraid, and we ain't mekabel noisa. However, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shua ben Koch, they both say that no, that ben kach or ben kach, no matter how he did the averis and how he first was acting like a tzaddik, it doesn't make a difference. But if the person wants to do tshuva now, that's the klal mekabel noisa. We would accept him back and receive him the way he is. Bishum Shinam, because the Pasuk says, Shuvu Bonim Shevavim, like return children, means to say even though they do Averis, still if you do Tshuva, Hashem accepts you back. The Omer Reb Yitzchok Ish Kfar Aku, the Omer Reb Yechnan, Halokha Kiyosi Azug, we take a Pasuk like this Zug, that if the people come and do Tshuva, no matter what type of Averis they did before, we all Mekabel them, they could have a Din Chover again, or a Din of a Kain or a Levi. Not like this. But we showed at the beginning how they used to say that chover v'nasa gabai. Let's say first the person was a chover, is mekabel upon himself to be knowing all the chumras of Tyrus, and then he became a gabai. Rashi says that means a tax collector. Like he started to be used to do business, like he became a tax collector. So locher is then doichinoisa mechavusai. We take him out, he can't be a chover anymore. Since he's also like in politics, so he can't really be a chover. He doesn't have a bit of a chover. What's going to be pirish? Let's say he stops his job of being the tax collector. Still, ain't the kabbalah my son. We don't accept him anymore to be a chover. That's what they said at the beginning. But Chazru later they retracted and said like this, that pirish, if the person stops doing his tax collecting, then yes, he could come back like a normal person. Meaning to say, if then he's makabla upon himself again to be a chover, we would accept him. He could have a lach of a chover later. Now, Rafuna Bachiya, it's Richalei Ishosa. There came a time that the Rabbonin had to ask a question from Rafuna Bachiya that needed him. So Rabbi Ayil Gabe, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef was about to go to ask him the questions. And the Yabamei Zugud Rabbonin, they were going to come also with 400 like Tamidim, or pairs of Tamidim, to come along with them to ask the question to see if they could get it from Rafuna Bachiya. What happened was, Shama, they heard that the Shama the Yosef, so Rafuna Bachiya heard that all these 400 pairs are coming. So Kotalu Abonaya Taktiki, he went and prepared 400 different type of chairs for them. Hashem's Kisoyis, he prepared like a lot of place for them all to come. But L'Seif, at the end, what happened was, Shomel, they heard, Denasa Gaboi, they heard that this Rafuna Bachiya took a job, and he became a tax collector. If so, Sholchule, they sent him that Zil L'Chashivuseho, meaning to say, we're not going to go to you anymore. So you go back to your business like, Rashi says, Yedach L'Chashivusoi Acher Achshiva Shebocholoi. Now you go back doing your text collecting. The Yonel and El Hetzel, we won't go to you. In other words, now that you started to do this, you lost your lach of a chover like, and we're not going to ask you the shayla. So that was when Huna heard this, he felt bad that what he did, and therefore he himself was zil mekad musa. He went back to his first way of only dealing like a tamachokim, and he forgot. He stopped his business. So Shalchelu. So now Rav Huna sent a message to them, you should know, Hadridi, that I changed and I'm not doing the tax collecting anymore. Therefore now, you should still come to me and ask me a shailas. So that one was Rabbi Yosef, also Rabbi Yosef did not go, but Rabba went. And it's like this, Rabbi Yosef, Tanina, we learned at the beginning that Pirish, the person stopped his chaveris. Ain't the Kabbalah nice, so later when he wants to retract and be a chav, we don't accept him anymore. So here also, the fact that you stop your chaveris to be asik in this tax collecting, we can't accept you back anymore. But Rabbi says no. Tanina, we learned, Chaz will learn, they retracted to say that Pirish, if somebody stopped his chaveris, he was asik in something else, and Pirish means fakat, he stopped his business, and he wants to come back to be a chaver. So Lachar is, Harayek Echoladim, yes, he's like anybody else, that he could retract. He could come back to be a chover. That's why he went to ask him the shailas. He felt that now that he stopped his tax collecting, he also came back to be like a chover, we could ask from him. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look like this, a Mishnah in the Goyim, that Kol HaBechoyres Odim Roye, if you're a chochem, and you know how to tell the Lachar whether there's a real mum on the Bechor or not, you're allowed to see it in Paskin, chutz mishal atzmai. But on your own bechor, like if you're a kohen that you want a Paskin for yourself, that it's a bal mum and you could shecht it, we're afraid no yechoshet yunagei b'davah, that maybe you'll say it's a mum, even though really it's not a mum. But v'royes kedoshev, you're allowed to see your own korban. If you have a korban also, it's a shnat korban shlamin, and it's a shalom, it's a bal mum, if you could be poydir it or not. So you're allowed to pass it for yourself. We'll soon see what's the difference. Why here yes and by the Bechor not. But yes, mice race are the same thing. If you have mice of Hamel, you're also allowed to pass it if it has the mum or not. And when you shall out Tyrosov, you're allowed to ask questions about your own Tyrus, whether it's Torah, you have a Shiloh, whether it's Torah or not. So if you know the Psak, you're allowed to pass it for yourself. That's what it says. Now let's explain. Omar Ma, what did we just say? That Kol HaBechoros Adam Roya. A chochem is allowed to check out the chorus to see if the mum there is a real mum or not. Chutz mishal atzmai. Just if the kohen owns, has his own bechor now, and even though he knows the halachas, he can't pass it for himself. So the mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, bechad, that the kohen is passing himself, Me Mehemet, do we believe in? The Khuri, you have to have three people to pass for Bechoris. Ella Betlos, we're talking about three people that are crane to other Dayonim. If so, Mi Chashidi, are we afraid that I could do something wrong here, the Kain? He's not only passing to sell you, to other people also. The Yotanan, we learned to Mishnah Yevomis, that Miyano, let's say you are on the Bezdin there, Bishach, they gave Miyan, Oisha Cholza, or else you were on the Bezdin there, Bishach, they made Chalitza, the Fonov, even though you were there, it was done in front of you, Yisiyano, you're allowed to marry her. Even though we should be afraid, maybe then the only reason why you made the Chalitza was because you want to marry her. Because you can't do it by yourself, you need a bezdin. Since you have two other people with you, we're not afraid to be choshed, you'll do it only to marry her. So when you have other, we see when you have other people with you, we're not afraid. So Mer says, yes, the Yerlim really bechav. We're talking about it's only one kain by itself. And the Kudiyam Rav Chiz, like Rav Chiz says, the Om Rav Yechanan, that the Yochid Mumcha, there's such a mile, even though usually you need three people, but if you have the Yochid Mumcha, a special person, a Mumcha, he's allowed to paskin himself. Cyrus, we're talking about now, he's a Mumcha. Therefore, he can paskin by himself, and even though he's paskin by, he has a right to, but he can't paskin on his own Bechor. Because for his own Bechor, we're afraid maybe he's Choshed. Now, what does it say? But for Royas Kedoshev, he's allowed to look at his own carbonus to see whether it has a mum or not. So the question is, why not? Why shouldn't it be choshed? Maybe you'll say it's a mum, and really it's not a mum. So the answer is, because the boyo misa shalalayu, if he was the one that was a makdish this bait, and he made it into a korban shlomim, if he really wants to, he could be sure he could be matan eder. Like he could take off the hegdish shabai. So manashach, if he really wanted to get rid of it, he could have been a shoyel on the hegdish. And like Rashi says, Hegdish Petois is not called Hegdish. Therefore, now that he says the mum's a good mum, we're not choshing him. But Abba Rabbi says, really, that's the law, it's not a mum. It is a mum. Mashenkin, by a Bechor, you can't do that. A Bechor is Kodesh Merechem, you can't take off the Kedusha. The same thing with Maisrois, how come you could be paskin on your own Maisa Behemoth, the same Svara? Because the boy is short the Be Mumma Bekuli Edrei. If you really wanted to, to make your Maisa Behemah into Baal Mums, you could have done that before you made Maisa Behemah. Like when you have the 10 newborn animals by you, you could have made a Mum on all of them. And there's no Issa yet because they're not a Kochim. They're only a Kochim after you pick out the 10th one. So if you wanted to make it that none of them will have a Kedusha to be Makrib on the Mizbeach, you could have anyway first made them all into a Baal Mum and then count 1, 2, 3 and make the 10th one. So now that you didn't do that way, and you're passing that the mum's a good mum, we'll believe you, because you're not choshed. If you wanted to be choshed, you could have done it, and you could have made up to anyway. Mashenkin abechor, there's no way to do it. The nishal al tarois, also you have a right to passkin on your own shailas whether something is Torah or not. Why? The same thing, because the chosle be made to mosle, even though you're a kayin, but the pshat is though, when you're tamei, you're allowed to eat it. You only can eat these things in your Torah. So also you're not such a choshed that you don't have that much to gain. Because even if you would pass on its tummy, you could still use it. Therefore now when you pass on its Torah, we talk and believe you. Here now the Mishnah says, Kol psulei hamikdashim, any like kochim, a korbin, that shenofo bet mum, a mum came upon that korbin, so lechor is now you have to be poider it. You can't use it. You have to first redeem it. It's only a bechor or a maitse behemah that you're allowed to eat it the way it is now when it becomes a bamum. That by a bechor the kain can eat it and by maitse behemah the Yisrael can eat it. But by all other kabonis, once it becomes a bamum, now the law is you have to be paid for it. So kol suli hamakdoshim, so han yosel hegdish. Meaning the money, when you do redeem it, the money goes to hegdish. Therefore, Nimkorim biyitlis, we say the meat of psul hamikdashim you're allowed to sell by the marketplace, and when yishchot the meat is allowed to shecht it there also to have a fresh meat in the marketplace, and when yishkolim belitra, when you want to weigh it, you're allowed to weigh it out with pounds. In other words, even though you're not a little bit bizoyan here, still you're allowed to do it, because, like it says, because the hanor goes to Eglis, I will soon explain. Chutz mina bechor, excluding the bechor. For your maestro, maestro behema, that these things you can't be pointed to make it into chulin, and therefore they remain the way they are, and they remain by the bialim. So here, Shani Yosem Labailim, that any Hanor comes out of it, goes straight to the owners. Therefore, you have no heter to sell it in these places, but you have to only do it to derech covered in your house. Now, Psumiya Mekdoshim and Yosem Hegdish, a regular cover when it comes to Balmum, if you pay to it later, the money goes to Hegdish. Mashenkin by Bechor, it's not that way. Now, Vishaik Lemone Kenegan Mone by Bechor, even though we said by a Bechor, you're not allowed to sell it in the marketplace, and you can't weigh it out by pounds. But if you want to, if you have another piece of meat that you know that piece weighs a pound, you're allowed to take that piece of meat and put it on one side of the scale and put the meat of a Bechor on the other side of the scale. That's by Derek Covid. But you can't stop take a weight, a pound, that you can't do. That won't be Derek Covid to do by a Bechor. It's only by other Psuna Abudar Shemumeko, since the enjoyment goes to Hegdish, I'm soon explaining the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, Kol psuli ha-migdoshim alocha is what? Haniyosin la-hegdish. The Mishnah says that psuli ha-migdoshim, the hanor, the enjoyment shabo, goes to Hegdish. The question is, Amos, what are we talking about over here? Elam, if you want to tell me liyachat pidyoinoi, that after you point to the behema, you make it into chulun, after you redeem it. Now the behema, the hanor, the behema goes to Hegdish. The question is, why? Haniyosin la-hegdish, why? Haniyosin or the bailamu? It's enjoyment that belongs to the owner. The owner could have enjoyment from it right now. He already redeemed it. It's like chulin. So why do you say that not to Hegdish? Ela must be talking about lifnei pidyoinoi. Talking about now that before you redeem it, then the hanor is to Hegdish, because then it still belongs to Hegdish. If so, how could you tell me nishchotim that you're allowed to shechteten when it still belongs before pidyon? If you shecht it first, so then later, how could you redeem it? I have boy hamodav arochah. We hold that by kochim. It's only redeemed if it's standing, and you bring it in front of the kohen, and the kohen evaluates how much it's worth. See, if you shecht it first, not alive, you can't make hamod, you can't stand it up. So honicha, this would still be good. Laman diyoma, the one that says love later, that kochim mizbeach lehoye b'chal hamodav arochah. That by kochim mizbeach a korbin, you do not need Hamad of Arocha to be part of it. Even though it's dead already, you could be part of it. It's only by Kotshei Belek Habayis that you need Hamad of Arocha. Then it'll be good. But Devil, the one that says no, Ho Yubachav Hamad of Arocha, even Kotshei Mizbeach. Also, you could only be part of it if it's fit to stand and to bring to the Korbin, to bring to the Kayin, is so Ma'ikal and Amor. How could you tell me, we're talking about now, that you shechted it first when it was still belonging to Hegdish, and the lady you want to redeem it, you can't redeem it anymore. You cannot make the armada of Arocha. So how could it say Nishchot and Bitlis? So what's like this? Ela rather Liyelam, we're talking about now the Mishnah Liyacha Pidyon. That Avada, first you have this Korban Shlomim, it became a Balmum when it's still alive, now you go and redeem it. And after you redeem it, then the Mishnah says you're allowed to sell it in the marketplace, and you could shecht it there, and still consider the Hanor goes to Hegdish. So the question is why? Why does the Hanor go to Hegdish? Once you redeem it, it's regular chulin, it's the owner that has the Hanor Sheboi. So the Gemara says, Umay Hanos on Hegdish, what does the Mishnah mean to say that the Hanor, the enjoyment, goes to Hegdish? It means to say Adem Mikoro. That's like this, that before you redeem it. What does that mean to say? Techiv on the Shori Lumar. Since the locher is that people know that if they will redeem this korban, if they'll redeem this tzulu hamikdashim later on, they know that they're allowed to sell it in the marketplace, and they can shecht it there, and they'll get a lot of money for the meat. If so, right now, when they go to redeem it, they'll pay Hegdish a lot of money. So Hegdish is going to gain on the deal the fact that people know they could sell it in the marketplace. That's what the chum will make of. Mashenkin by a bechor that you cannot be paid to it, so Hegdish won't gain anything. There's no difference whether you could or you can't. Therefore, we tell the owner you have to be no covered and you can't stand sell it in the marketplace. But over here, by regular psulah amudoshim, here the story is the chiv on the sharvulomar nimkorim biyitlis. It could be sold biyitlis, v'nishchotim biyitlis, v'nishkolim belitra tvei, and you could weigh it out by pounds more. The oporik make or because since you have a right, if the person knows that he'll be able to sell it and make a lot of money with it later, at the beginning now, when he first goes to redeem it from Hegdish, he'll pay a lot of money for it. So that's why it's considered Hegdish is getting Hanor from here. Hegdish will get the enjoyment from this, since people will redeem it at a higher price. Then the Mishnah says, though, but chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maisa. But by bechor and by maisa, the locha there is, you can't redeem it. It remains with its kedushas bechor and kedushas maisa. There's no money involved there. So therefore, shan yosam lebailim. Any type of enjoyment would just go to the owner. That's what the owner would be able to sell it. In the marketplace, it would be his gain. There's no money going over to Hegdish here. So therefore, we say, Adarab, you have to be naive, like COVID, and not to do these things in a regular marketplace, but do it only privately in your house. So now, the more stuff like this. Bishleima, Bechor, you understand, Beitlis, Hudulim is Davin. You can't sell a Bechor, let's see, a Kayin, that has the Bechor that's a Baal Mum. So look where the Kohen's allowed a shechter to need it. And if he wants to, he could also sell it to somebody else. So it's good that the deek is, you can't sell it in the marketplace. But what did they say? Ms. Davin, if the Kohen wants to sell it in his own private house to a Yisrael, he's allowed to sell it. That's good. Ela Maisa, but by Maisa Behemo, the Beisa, Ms. Davin, are you allowed to sell it even in your own house? You're not allowed to. For your Tanya, you learn like this. The Bechor by Korban, Bechor, number the Pasuk says, Loi Tipodei means you should not redeem it. V'nim Kechai, and it's all, you have a time to learn like this. You have a Bechor, number by Bechor, it says, Loi Tipodei. You're not allowed to redeem, you can't redeem the Bechor, you can't take off the Kedusha of the Bechor. But V'nim Kechai, but the Kohen himself, if he wants to, he could sell it to another Jew, he could sell it whatever he wants, even though it's alive. But by Maisa Behemo, remember the Pasuk says, Lo Yigrel, it says. So it says not only Lo Yisipod, you can't redeem it, but it says a strong lesson of Lo Yigrel, that we dash from here means, V'ena Nimker, that the owner of it is not allowed to sell it to another Jew, Lo Yichai, not when the Maisa Behemo is alive, even though it has a mum, only the Yisrael, the owner himself, could eat it now, but he's not allowed to sell it. V'lo Yishokha, not after a Shechz, they can't sell it, V'lo Yitam, V'lo Yibamum. Even though it's a Baal Mum, still you can't sell it. So Zerak, we make our Diyikida by Meiser. It's only you can't sell it in the marketplace. But Mashma in your house, you could sell it. I hear it's Mashma, you can't sell Meiser Behem at all. So Mara says, true, her mills to this question like, Ikshin Leder Rav Sheshish. Rav Sheshish had this question. The Yorta by evening. Or Shnia Bekad Musum Ebraisa. And in the morning, early in the morning, he answered it from Ebraisa. We'll soon see later what the Ebraisa is. And the answer we're talking about here, for Maisa Behema Shal Yisrael Maskinen. Our Mishnah is talking about that this Maisa Behema belonged to a Yosem, for an orphan. And therefore the Rabbanu will make it to say, if we're allowed to sell it for the orphan, Umishum HaShavas Aveda Nogobo. It's like HaShavas Aveda, because this young kid won't be able to eat the meat anyway. So if we shecht it for him, he won't be able to eat it, so just right away. So in order to save the orphan's money, therefore you have a right to sell it. Like we'll see later on why. So Morris, what happened was that Rav Idi started Rav Sheshis heavy. Rav Idi was the shamish, the servant of Rav Sheshis. Shama minei, so Rav Idi heard the answer from Rav Sheshis. So also Rav Idi went, Omer ben Midrash, he went over and said the answer to the question in the Vesa Medrash, that even though you're not allowed to sell the meat of a Maisa Behema, but by Yisraimim you're allowed to. But Lo Yomer Mishmei did not say it over the name of Rav Sheshis. And Shomer Rav Sheshis later found out about this, that his own servant went and said over his Torah in the Beis Medrash, and he didn't say it over in his name. Sikpit, Rav Sheshis got very angry. Omri said like this, Omri said, Man the Okits, whoever like bites me, that does not mention my name, Liuksa Akrava, like the snake should bite him. Meaning to say, put him into a Shamtu, into an Idui, like he put a curse upon him. So the question is, why did Rav Sheshis get so angry here? For Rav Sheshis, my nafku, let me know, what's the difference whether the person said over in his name or not? Why should it bother you so much? So Mar says, yes. To Yom Rav Yudam Rav, my distiva, the Pasuk say, Agur Rav Yolech Elamim. Hadam HaMelech said, I want to live in your tents forever. Or Elamim, Mashma, in both worlds. So the question is, V'chiev Sheliyadam Logo B'Shnei Elamim, could a person live in two worlds? Like if you're in this world, you're not in the Mabo. And if you're upstairs, you can't be in this world. So what did David mean to say? Agur b'lech olam, I want to be in both worlds. Elo David meant like this. Elo amad David. David HaMelech said like this. that Ribbono Shel Olam, Yomru Dover Shmu Mipi B'Yolam Hazeh, people should say over my halachas in my name, and therefore why the Yom Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, that called Talmud Chacham, Shoyim Rav Dvar Shmu Mipi B'Yolam Hazeh, and they Talmud Chacham that people say over halachas or say over Torah in his name, is to say so better voice the kever. Even though Talmud Chacham is buried already, still it's like his mouth is moving. That's what David wanted, that people should say over his halachas, and even though he's an Olam Haba, be considered like his mouth is talking here in this world. So that's why Rosh Hashanah got angry. He would have wanted him to mention his name. V'yomer Rabbi Yitzchak Baziri, micro, where's the pasuk for this? It says, V'chichai kiyayin atoiv, is waiting for good wine, oylech l'doidi l'meshorim, doiviv tisay yishonim, like moving the lips of yishonim, the people that are sleeping. I mean to say, like a koy mishlo notin, like a cluster of hot grapes, that ma koy mishlo notin, just like a cluster of grapes, when it's all ripe and finished, kiva the odom nage, but as soon as you just start to touch it, doyvev, the wine starts to drip out of it, is af tomei chachomim, kiva and shodom moime advah shmu mipiv, whoever says over here, advah halochim, the name of a Talmud Chacham, is dogavos sesais to the kever, even though he's already in the grave, his mouth starts to move. So kitzur, that's this big milo that people should say over the halachas in your name. That's why Rosh Hashanah was makbid, felt dead why the person didn't say it over in his name. So now the Gemara explains though my brisa. Where is the brisa that the Rosh Hashanah came to answer? Where is this brisa? So most of the time you will learn like this. Maisa behema shel yisaimim is moichra noisai. Says here you have a maisa behema that belongs to Yisaimim, you let us sell it. Or Ma'isa Behemah, suppose it's Mashmah Lamashenkin, regular Ma'isa Behemah of Yisrael, Sheshachatu, if it was a Shechita was done to it, you shechted it, so then you want to sell it. So the Yetzer is Mavliyoi Bi'oiroi, you could like stick it in, Mavliyoi, like stick it into the price when you go to sell the skin of it, or the Chelba, the fat of it, or the Gidoi, the veins, or the kind of the hooves. Or the horns. So Mar says, my come, what does the price mean to say here? Some Rabbi said, let's talk, come, what does the price mean to say? Ma'isa beimah, shall you say him? If you have this ma'isa beimah that belongs to orphans, ma'isa noisim ba'vlo, it's like one thing the price. Even then, you're only allowed to sell it, and not to get money for the meat itself, you're not allowed to take money for the meat of the ma'isa beimah. You're allowed to take money for these other things, for the skin, things that are not basa. So you do it to have law. Like Bavlo mean to say, I'm charging you more money for the skin and the meat I'm giving to you for a present. That's the way you should, even by Yisraelim. So Mar says, Mechlal, if so, will be a proof that the Godel, let's say this Maisa Behemah belong to an older person, to a Godel, not a Yosem, then if he wants to sell the meat, he can't even sell the Bavlo loy, he can't even sell it stuck in with a price with these other things. So even again, by Maisa Behemah now assumes to the pasuk, now I sell the meat of it. But Mashma, the skin and the horns, that you are allowed to sell. So Mashma, by your Godol, you're not allowed to even sell the meat, and this is like this. I'm charging you $100 now for the skin. Even though usually skin is only worth $2, but I'm charging you $100 for the skin as if to say, I'm going to give you the meat for a present, and I'll only charge you for the skin. Mashma, even that is awesome. So question, why? Mishnah, why is this different? That's what we learned. There's a more in Mishnah Sukkah that says, Havakeach lulav mechaver b'shrius. If you go to buy a lulav from your friend on Shemitah, so loch is on Shemitah itself, the lulav grew on the sixth year. So if it has no kedusha shrius, but Esrod, you go after Bizman Lakitu when you take it off the tree. So if you take it off the tree on Shemitah, it has kedusha shrius. So you're not allowed to buy, at least you can't pay money for an Esrog, you can't give the money to an Amoritz. So if you want to buy your Esrog off an Amoritz, because if you give him the money, then the money becomes Kaddish, and he's not Noi B'Kdushas Shvius on it. So how do you buy an Esrog off an Amoritz on Shemitah? Is Noi Sama Yesrog B'Matona. You have to tell the guy, listen, I want you to give me the Esrog for a present. Because you're not allowed to buy it for Shvius. And then you'll pay money first for something else. But it's supposed to ask and give it to you for a present. So if even though we have the question, what's going to be Lerot Litla B'Matan? Let's say the Amor says, no, I want to give it to you for a present. Then what? My. The Amor of Unavuna says, Mavliya loyti meyesoy bluluf. Mean to say, tell him like this, I'll pay you the $100 for the luluf. And then give me the esrog for present. So you see, even though you're not allowed to pay money for the esrog, you'd rather do it by law. So I'll come by my sedema, why can't you sell it? But have law, I'm not going to pay you for the meat, I'll pay you for the skin double. Someone says, no, hostum le nuchanusa. By an esrog, it's not so nuchanusa. Rashi's mashmiyam that a luluf cannot cost the same money as an esrog. Not like today. It should be a good proof for the esrog, they charge too much money. But Nigur Adin, Luchu and Esrik, and a Lulav should be charged the same money. So therefore, if you pay that much money for the Lulav, it doesn't look like it's overcharging for the Lulav. But Hocha over here, if you're going to pay the $100 just for the skin, Nuchanus, everybody knows that the skin itself is not worth so much money. That for sure you're also buying and paying for the boss of the meat or the Maisa Bema. Therefore, here it's awesome. That's one terrace. Omar Rabbi says, and came if so, Maisa Behema, that's Pshat is brighter than Trez Rimna Lomli. Why does it say the word Maisa Behema twice? It was only...